Read Kelsey's rough draft and use it to answer the questions that follow. The science of dunking. Kelsey's science teacher asks the students to write a paper about a topic that they find interesting. Kelsey wrote about an unusual study and the scientist behind it. Rough draft. Whether or not you realize it, science affects many parts of your everyday life. There's science behind the alarm clock that wakes you up, the weather report that influences what you wear, the toothpaste you use to brush your teeth, and even the clean water that comes from your faucet. Clearly, the world you live in today wouldn't be the same without the contributions of many dedicated scientists and their work. However, you may be surprised to learn about the work of one scientist. He spent months researching the most effective way to dunk a cookie. Len Fisher is a scientist. He has made a career out of researching ordinary things in life. He uses his research to teach people about science. Describing his work, Fisher writes, "I am a scientist who aims to make science accessible by showing how scientists think about the problems of everyday life, from the mundane to the very serious." He wants people to know that they, too, can learn to think like scientists. This goal led Fisher to work with researchers from two British universities to explore the science behind dunking a cookie in liquid. The teams sought to answer a wide variety of questions. For example, what are the best cookie and drink combinations? How long should a dunk last? What is the most effective technique for dunking a cookie? The goal of the experiments was to figure out how to gain the most flavor with the least amount of cookie crumble. After two different investigations and the testing of approximately 200 cookie and drink combinations, Fisher announced the team's findings. The researchers found that fatty liquids are the best for dunking. Chocolate milk, for example, caused a cookie to release as much as 11 times more flavor than other drinks. Team members also determined that a cookie should be submerged for at least 3.5 seconds, but no more than 5 seconds. If the cookie was dunked too long, the liquid dissolved the sugar in the cookie and made them fall apart. The research also showed that when only the bottom portion of the cookie was dunked, the cookie lasted 4 times longer. The teams were most surprised to learn that hot liquids, such as tea and coffee, didn't score good in their tests. Of course, there are people who argue that researching frivolous things like cookie dunking is a waste of time and money. But Len Fisher disagrees. If I can open a door to the world of science by showing how scientists think about the little problems of life, he notes, then it's a good thing.